With a history of over 120 years, the handicraft of brick carving has been passed to its fifth generation. Dubbed the flowers blossoming on bricks, the unique folk art has long been used on building facades. In order to tap the potential of this traditional handmade craft, the artists have set up a factory and adopted large-scale production. Fifth-generation artist Gao Yanyan says the move has helped to alleviate poverty and improve the livelihoods of her fellow villagers.
For example, a lot of exquisitely carved bricks have been used in our new construction project. With the improved economy, people who are better off are willing to introduce such artistic forms into their buildings.There are a total of 38 workers in the factory, 23 of them from low-income families.
68-year-old Pu Binxi is from such a family and now a carver of the factory.
I was once a farmer and now have become a worker. My job doesn't carry the same risks as that of a construction worker. Neither the boss nor my wife needs to worry about my safety.
The annual income of Pu and his wife can reach 50,000 yuan. The local custom of brick carving was inscribed on the Intangible Cultural Heritage List of China in 2014. In order to improve employment, local brick artists have abandoned the tradition of family inheritance and trained many villagers into brick carvers. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.